"Water demon," said Lupin, surveying the Grindelow thoughtfully. "We shouldn't have much difficulty with him, not after the cappers. The trick is to break his grip. You notice the abnormally long fingers? Strong, but very brittle." The Grindelow bared its green teeth and then buried itself in a tangle of weed in a corner. "Cup of tea?" Lupin said, looking around for his kettle. "I was just thinking of making one." "All right," said Harry, awkwardly. Lupin tapped the kettle with his wand, and a blast of steam issued suddenly from the spout. "Sit down," said Lupin, taking the lid off a dusty tin. "I've only got tea bags, I'm afraid, but I dare say you've had enough of tea leaves." Harry looked at him. Lupin's eyes were twinkling. "How did you know about that?" Harry asked. "Professor McGonagall told me," said Lupin, passing Harry a chipped mug of tea. "You're not worried, are you?" "No," said Harry. He thought for a moment of telling Lupin about the dog he had seen in Magnolia Crescent, but decided not to. He didn't want Lupin to think he was a coward, especially since Lupin already seemed to think he couldn't cope with a boggart. Something of Harry's thoughts seemed to have shown on his face, because Lupin said, "Anything worrying you, Harry?" "No," Harry lied. He drank a bit of tea and watched the Grindelow brandishing a fist at him.